I'm Hunter Klobuchar.
And I'm Cam LeFin.
And this is our review on the 30-ounce tumblers.
So let's get started.
So, Cam, what do you like about each product, Arctic, Ozark Trail, and Yeti?
Well, first, the Arctic. I have an Arctic myself, and as you can see, there's still ice in it from last night. And, I mean, it's just a quality product, keeps the ice, and it is a lot cheaper than the Yeti. But the Yeti is made in America, which I am a big fan of that. But the Ozark, it is still a very quality product, and it is the cheapest, so I like those things about each product.
Yeah, like with the Yeti being made in America, like it said that some facilities were made in America and some were in China, and then the other two companies were produced in China, so I think they're all pretty even. I think that Yeti making a few products in America does give them a little upper hand and bonus, but I think just like having ice all day, being able to drink cold drinks, all three products produce well and will give you the results that you're looking for. So that's what I like about all three, is just that you can have cold drinks all day, you know.
Yeah, me too. All right, so what do you dislike about each product?
You know, what I dislike about each product was Ozark Trail, first off. You couldn't, it's a Walmart brand, Walmart product. So if you want to go try to find information on it, It's pretty hard. You have to call Walmart and talk to customer support. Where Yeti and Arctic, they produce pretty decent websites, what do you say?
Yeah, I'd say Arctic's is the best website.
Yeah, Arctic's definitely the best website. That's what I liked best about the Arctic products, was they had a direct comparison to their top competitor, Yeti, and actually showed how Arctic was pretty much better or equal to their competitors. So I thought that was pretty cool. If you went onto Yeti's website, you kind of felt like a little bit lost. They didn't have any comparisons or a better organizations of what each product did or had. Where mm-hmm. Arctic, they gave you all the dimensions, what each one had, what which one did, how it compared to Yeti. I thought that was great.
And for the Arctic, I would say the main thing I dislike about it is that sometimes the outside of the cup does get a little cold or a little hot depending on what beverage you have inside, which isn't really good when you have a hot cup of coffee and you want to burn your hand. Or
It doesn't get too cold.
Yeah.
But like compared to the Yeti, because I do have a Yeti and Arctic products, I did notice that the Arctic did get a little bit chilled on the outside compared to the Yeti, where it didn't as much. But I think like they're pretty similar. But I also noticed that like the Ozark was a lot heavier than
It was bulkier. Yeah.
It was bulkier and heavier. And something I didn't like about the Arctic was that I don't like that lid. Like the cutout lid. I think the Yeti lid is a lot more, I don't know, in looks I think it's a lot better than the Arctic. And then the Ozark, they're pretty similar to Yeti, but I just think Yeti just is a cleaner product.
All right, well, we put all these products to the test, and I'll give you a little rundown on the test here. I filled each 30-ounce tumbler of Yeti, Ozark, and Arctic with the same amount of ice, left them in there for 24 hours, and then poured out the excess water. The cup that had the least amount of water won, which was the Arctic, and Yeti and Ozark came in a close second, and they tied. So what do you think about those results?
Yeah, I think the results speak for themselves, that, you know, Arctic being the cheapest product, well, like not the cheapest, obviously Ozark's the cheapest product, but Arctic being the like middle ground and it coming out on top just shows that it's probably the best product you could buy, I think.
Yeah, just, I mean, they were all great. I mean, every single one of them had ice after 24 hours, and who's gonna leave ice in a cup for over 24 hours?
Right. I mean, that's what you
so
want.
I mean, each cup worked very well. But Arctic was just a slight bit better, which I think is almost negligible whenever you're looking to buy the product.
Yeah, I think just everything that the company offers for the customer, yeah. I think just that it won in our test results just makes it a little bit sweeter for them.
So you would say that the Arctic is the best product?
I'm pretty tied up with Arctic and Yeti, because I do have both, and I bought a Yeti first, and I do like the Yeti, but I do feel like, you know, you're paying for the name, but as far as, you know, treating the customers right and showing better results and everything, I think I'd buy the Arctic. Because I did buy a few more products from them. I bought the 18-ounce screw top. Highly suggest that. Like, love it hands down. I mean, it's great.
Yeah, I would say Arctic myself. I mean, I have a 30-ounce tumbler. I also have the koozie cup. And both great products, and I would likely buy from Arctic again.
Yeah, I would buy from Arctic again. I mean, if you're looking for the cheapest route to have ice for up to 6 hours, 24 hours, you know, depends on if you're adding more liquid to your ice or not. But obviously, you could go buy Ozark Trail from your local Walmart, and it's going to produce what you want it to. But I think if you're looking for a quality product, Arctic's hands down where I'd suggest someone to buy.
So since it's political season, would you say that we're endorsing Arctic as PT
Journalism? Yeah, you know, as PT Journalism, I'd say, you know, I did contact all three companies, and Arctic was the only one who did give me some response and getting back to me. So, yeah, I would say maybe we'd have to endorse them, you know. So
Arctic 2016.
Arctic 2016 for PT Journalism and Venture Alfred High.
All right. Well, I think that's all, folks.
All right. Well, that's a wrap for our Arctic review.